Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As you hear on this show on a regular basis, it seems, our state's small business community continues to receive national attention and funding. The most recent example we've uncovered is an upstate data management and analytics company that is the first South Carolina-based company in the past 23 years to be awarded a Small Business Innovation Research Grant from the U.S. Department of Transportation. Zachary Garner is with Visio Stack, based in Greenville, South Carolina. Today he's in our studio. Zach, welcome.
Thanks. It's fantastic to be here.
Congratulations on the award.
Thank you.
Tell us a little bit more about the company, history, how it all got started.
Okay, so Visio Stack was started in 2011. We perceived a need, specifically in the railway industry, to have a data management platform and a framework for analytics for the data that was being collected within that industry.
And so were the founders of the company already in the data business with somebody else or in the railway industry?
Yeah, so I've been in railway industry since 1994, actually.
And I guess then your experience in the railway industry with this particular topic is why the grant came from the Department of Transportation.
Yeah, so that was kind of neat. So that's segueing a little bit. We're using drones with that specific project to look at road rail crossings. So that's from a safety perspective to make sure that vehicles don't get stuck on the crossing, to make sure that we have proper lines of sight at the crossing, and to really establish a risk profile for a road rail crossing.
Well, tell us a little bit more about this grant, how much money is involved and the whole process, how you expect this research to evolve.
The grant is for $150,000. There is an application process. We have to promote a certain phased approach to the technology that we're proposing. So in the first phase, we're going to define basically the data flows, what sort of information that we're going to try to acquire, and really establish a risk profile for any grade crossing.
Will there be a phase two application?
So there can be a phase two, depending on how we do with phase one, and that would make us the first South Carolina company to ever achieve a phase two with the DOT.
Now, tell us a little bit more about this industry, data management and analytics. I understand that even though your expertise is in the railway industry, that your clients could come from anywhere.
Well, that's right. So one exciting step in our innovation would be in the area of artificial intelligence and predictive analytics. So this is really wide-ranging, pretty much any manufacturing in any industry. So we are, one example is we're looking at images and determining what we see in those images, classifying what we see, and building a repository and a database of what we can identify in images. And this can be applied to pretty much any industry.
Walk us through exactly how this works then. You are sending somebody out to take pictures, or the companies are sending you photographs, and then you put them into your machine learning, artificial intelligence software and make a library of this, I guess?
Yeah, so we're not on the sensor side, but we're specifically on the data side. So the industry would have their sensors and their measurement devices that are capturing this information. Normally that gets delivered to us in our cloud application, and then we train and then we run models on the images that we receive to identify features and to classify what we see within those data sets.
And this AI, machine learning code, is this something you guys are writing or purchasing from somebody like Google that's obviously heavy into this?
So we don't specifically do the neural networks. There's plenty of third parties that we can use for that. What we're trying to do is establish a framework in which any type of data can be pushed into this framework, run the predictive analytics on that data set, and generate reporting and visualization from that analytical component. So we're really in the business of streamlining the whole process.
Well, Zach, once again, congratulations on the SBIR grant, and thanks for stopping by the studio today.
Thank you so much.
Zach Garner is with VisioStack in Greenville, South Carolina. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us, and subscribe to this podcast. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.